My name is Amelia, and I'm joined by my wrestle pal. That delay, though. That delay is impressive. And we are joined by a very special guest.
We have one half of Hustle and Muscle, independent wrestler, Vinny Wasco in the house. Woo woo!
This is your daily dose of vitamin V, and I'm very looking forward to being on the podcast today.
Good job. Welcome to our show. We're stoked to have you. This is so exciting.
Yeah, it's always fun when somebody wants to hear me talk. So I always jump at the opportunity to, you know, come in and do it.
Same. So welcome to the show. Usually Al is the more organized of us, and so she has the questions. I'll just throw something in there if it comes to mind. I hope that's okay. We're just stoked to have you here. Yeah. And Al, where do you want to start?
We just want to get to know you. We've seen you at Best of the West. That's obviously mainly where we see you. Not monthly, every other month now, I guess, is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. We've seen you since the time we started going to Best of the West. So we're 3 years old now.
Yeah.
How long have you been wrestling? That's basic.
I just had my 3-year anniversary on the independents in October, but I started training in 4 years ago. So I started training 4 years ago, but in terms of wrestling in front of a crowd and stuff, it's been 3 years. Yeah.
So cool. Okay.
We're also three. That's really weird.
Yeah, we're all three here. You know? three on the podcast today, and we're all 3 years old.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Whoa, that's crazy.
That's really, that's weird. Right around the same fall time. That's weird. That's wild. So you trained at Santino Brothers.
Cool.
Yes. So I started training at Santino Brothers when I was looking to train at a pro wrestling school. Always in high school, I thought I was going to go train at Knox Pro with Rikishi. But when I was looking to, when it was time for me to finally start training, his school was kind of shut down at the moment. And so I just went on Google and I said pro wrestling school in California, and which is crazy because I live in Bakersfield. So Fresno is way closer than LA, right?
Yeah.
But
Best
of the West didn't pop up. The first thing that popped up was Santino Brothers. And that was where I just threw my hat in and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to Santino's. And I made the drive 3 times a week, which is like a 3-hour drive one way. I did that 3 times a week. So it was, put a lot of
that's
miles.
That's very Mick Foley of you.
Yeah.
I was reading, when I was reading his book and he was talking about his training, he was driving hours to train and sleeping out of his car and stuff. So yeah, that just reminds me of that drive. Drive literal and the drive mentally to get that done.
Oh, there were so many times where I was just sitting in that car and I'm like, oh my gosh, I do not want to do this drive today, you know? And there was times too where the Grapevine, there'd be either snow or a big crash and I'd get stuck on there. And we trained from at that time, 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. So, by the time I'd get home, it'd be 2-3 in the morning. There were times where I had to be at work at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I remember, there was one day where the Grapevine was there was a crash or something. So I got stuck on the mountain for 2 extra hours and I didn't get home until 30 minutes before I had work. So quick shower and then headed right to work.
Man, that's tough.
Yeah, there's been a lot of tough mornings.
Yeah, but I mean, would you trade it at all?
Not at all. I wouldn't trade it for the world. I've trained at Best of the West. I've trained at other schools, and I'm very grateful. They're great trainers, but I don't think that I would be the wrestler that I am today if it wasn't for training at Santino Brothers. So all those miles put in my car and just, hours sitting in a car, it's all worth it to me. And I don't trade it for the world.
Right. And it's a lot of time for reflection too. When you really think about it, it's nice. So I treat my long car rides as therapy sessions with myself.
Yeah.
And I would imagine you probably leave a training day kind of just reflecting on the things you can improve, the feedback you got and stuff like that. So, I mean, there's the good and the bad. Obviously the exhaustion, it's probably really hard to deal with.
Oh, 100%.
In the end.
Yeah. Even just sit in those cars, it's okay. Practicing promos and people are going to laugh, you know, people laugh when I teach new students that like, hey, you know, your facials are very important in wrestling. So what I would do, you know, I have 6 hours in a car, basically going there, you know, to and from training. So I would just sit in the car and I do silly faces to try and get, you know, funny faces of like, man, if I take this move, I can like make this silly face or, yeah. You know, I was just looking in the mirror like, okay, that's funny. You know, like, so yeah. I wasn't just sitting in the car, listening to podcasts, listening to music. I was also just like, it was more background noise for me. And I'm like, okay, my mind is always racing when I'm in the car, because it's like, I've done this, you know, to me, a car ride is just, okay, that's where I can actually sit down, relax and just think, like, what do I want to think about? Promos, you know, matches that I have upcoming, you know, bunch of different things.
Like office hours.
Yeah, 100%.
That's so cool. Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, we usually will ask like wrestler what started all of this, but you know, you do a lot of car rides, and if we hear like the stories of, you know, from back in the day, and even current wrestlers ride together with ride along and stuff. But I mean, when you're traveling solo, and I'm not a very experienced driver, but I've had a couple of recent long trips. And they've been really beneficial in the way that, like, I'll think about our podcast and be like, oh, we could do something like that, or we could do, you know, it's really good time for reflection. So that's pretty cool. It's cool to hear that you use that time for that. That's really neat.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wasn't an experienced driver when I started going down there, but I'll tell you what, it made me an experienced driver. So.
Helps. My family's only by necessity.
Helps on all the levels.
Anytime I rest up. Yeah, yeah. Anytime I wrestle up north, they're like, oh, be careful. And I'm like,
please.
You know, yeah, LA traffic has prepared me. Like, I think the only traffic that I have yet to encounter that I would be scared of is New York traffic, because I hear horror stories about that. And that's the only time that I'm like, okay, like, give me all the tips that you guys got on New York traffic. Like, everything else, I'm like, come on, I've driven in LA. LA is like the worst of the worst, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. No, that's great. Yeah, that it's kind of a blessing. Like, okay, I have all this time, but I also have all this time. So it's it's different than you get to trade and then you go home and then you're just like, all right, that day's done. It kind of sticks in your mind. So that's really cool.
Oh yeah.
Let's see. What do I got? Sorry. I just tripped out that you're like 3 years wrestling. What made you want, like, just basic, like, what did you want to, like, who inspired you to wrestle? Like you said, like, right out of high school, you started training.
Origin story. We want to hear the origin story.
Villain yeah. origin story.
So like the earliest memory that I have of wrestling, and like, this is my mind. My family says that I've been a fan even before this. But like in my mind, the earliest memory that I have is just me and my dad were channel surfing one night and SmackDown was on, and it was Undertaker versus Rey Mysterio. And that's my earliest memory. But like, I don't remember anything like following that. I just remember like, oh, I've always been obsessed with wrestling ever since I could remember. And when I mean obsessed, I mean like I knew like when they debuted, who wrestled on Raw and SmackDown, who, you know, everything. Like my grandma to this day, like if it's my birthday or Christmas, you know, the gift that she gets me is somehow related to wrestling. It may not be like something like a wrestling related gift, but like I can trace it back to like, okay, that's because of wrestling why I like this. You know what I mean? So there's that's just how obsessed that like she knows that I've been.
There's a guaranteed win if she got you that.
Oh yeah, like, yeah.
He's gonna love it.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, like, I remember my birthday is just like, because so my dad was an only child, so my grandma just has me and my siblings, so like we were spoiled by her, you know, growing up. So every birthday and Christmas it was just all the action figures that I can think of, you know. And it was like I had all, like, and I played with them every day, had my own little like storylines, my own federation, you know, like, I mean, like I have like newspaper clippings from any time that they came into town, because like Bakersfield's a very small town, like, so when they came to Bakersfield, like, to me it was like the biggest thing in the world, like that's my Super Bowl, you know. So I still have like all the newspaper clippings, all my ticket stubs, like I saved everything growing up. And like now at 23, when I go back and I look through some of these things, I'm like, why did a 12-year-old me save this? Like, why do I need this? You know, like
the logic.
Yeah. You know, like at 23, I'm like, I don't know why I need this anymore, you know, but I can see why a 12-year-old me would save it.
It was important at the time.
Yeah. I mean, like, I didn't throw anything away. Like if it had like a WWE logo on it or like a TNA safe logo on it, like it was like safe. I was like, do not touch it. Do not throw it away. Like been upset with it like since day one.
Can relate. I did the same thing. I would keep like Fresno Bees with like wrestling or like just stuff like that. I always had all the little articles and like, I literally have every ticket I've ever went to every show. Like, oh, yeah. So I feel like, that. I feel it.
And my dad and my mom would just laugh. Like, why do you save all this? And like at 12, I was like, oh, I have to, like, you know, this is mine. And like,
you were manifesting at a young age.
Yeah. 100%. 100%.
You're like, this is happening. I need this because I'm going to be there someday. So, you know, that's the projection. Subconscious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Rey Mysterio, Rey Mysterio and Undertaker were like the first visual memory. Is that like your favorite, like your, who you drawn to or like your initially
you
know, your
growing
first
up wizard? Like people always laugh when I say this, but like you also gotta remember the time frame growing up. So like John Cena is always gonna be my guy, you know what I mean? So WrestleMania 21 was in LA and my parents took me and my brother, so like we were there to see Cena's like first title win. Like, so he's always been my guy, you know? And as I gotten older, I've appreciated like Triple H, you know, Kurt Angle, but I would say that like John Cena is always gonna, John Cena is the guy that like got me to stick around in wrestling and like just made me want to be a pro wrestler.
Right. Oh, cool. Interesting. We don't hear that very often, to be honest. Like, I don't hear that very often. And maybe because I'm from a much older generation. Like my nephew was obsessed with John Cena. Just loved him. Anything he did, every time we went to a show, he lost his mind for John Cena. And me and, you know, his family, like the family surrounding him, I feel so bad. I robbed him of his childhood because we were so jaded. We're like, he does the same moves over and over. And then after a while, like we went to a show, lost his mind with all the other little kids. Fast forward a year later, and he's like, same moves over and over. I'm like, oh no, I've ruined my nephew. I felt so bad because John Cena is really important. Like, you know, there are the legends of their eras, and he is a legend of his era.
100%.
Like, it's facts. It's a fact. And people hate on him. Myself, I hated on John Cena hard. But he is a legend for his time, like of his era. And like, you know, you're a prime example of that. And, you know, I'm sure if I had my nephew out of the conversation, he would be like, yeah, he's
yeah, like him.
I ruined him. I'm sorry, nephew. I ruined you. Oh. I apologize.
And I'm a big fan of him just as how he is as a person too. Like, I mean, yeah. He does his interviews, like he's an extremely smart human being. I mean, yeah. he takes time to learn things that he's like, okay, well, I have to learn this for, you know, the company and WWE.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I gravitate towards him in terms of like, that's just somebody who I aspire to be like, of just how well-spoken he is, just how smart he is. Like, he's just overall a great.
And generous with his time too.
Yeah.
Like for kids and, you know, his Make-A-Wish. He's like the most requested human being for that. And he makes time for those kids. Like he's very generous. He's very, very 100%.
Generous. And that's why he's always at the top of the list for me, you know?
Yeah.
He's my guy.
No shade.
I thought he was cool. And then I didn't, we're a little older. So teenager me was like, I'm over Cena. But now come back around. We respect Cena. I was real hyped seeing him at SummerSlam, so I get it. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, that's right.
You forgot.
You know, you get that John. He became a meme. Doo, 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 doo.
Right.
He's a car. He's everywhere.
Saying how important he is too. So like my brothers, they watch wrestling like at WrestleMania, or like they might watch the Royal Rumble match, you know, like it's like there's very few things that like get them to like, okay, hey, like I want to watch it, you know. And my youngest brother, he's probably the bigger fan out of my two siblings that I have, or my two brothers. And so when he found out Cena came back, he texted me right away. He's like, are we gonna watch SummerSlam to see John Cena wrestle? And I'm like, oh, and I was like, see, this is why John Cena is important, you know, like
he is, want him, he want really to
tune
is.
In, you know. So, and I just laughed. Absolutely. I'm like, of course I'll watch it.
That's cute. We love it. You know, I had my time of hate, and like, I don't know, it's just bitterness, it's snobbery, it's like, ooh, what? smarkiness, you know, like
it happens.
Calm
we all
down.
Have that, you know, we all have that.
We all go through it. Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
We were too cool. But anybody else besides like John Cena, obviously. I mean, I get it. John Cena's great, but yeah.
I can think once I started wrestling, like I gravitated a lot towards Arn Anderson. Mm-hmm. Just the way his style is, you know, anybody with the Four Horsemen, really. I'm a big fan of them. If John Cena wasn't in question, I would say, like, I guess in faction, Four Horsemen to me is the greatest faction of all time. And the group that I would, because there's like three different groups, you know, but I would have to say that Rick, Tully, Arn, and Barry, that version is my favorite.
They carried themselves a certain way where it's undescribable and like not really, you can't. It's hard to learn that. Like, can you even teach that, you know? Like,
right.
I get it.
Like, all their matches were, like, you know, and I go back and watch them, and like, okay, well, I know who wins, but it's like, oh, my gosh. Like, you know, Barry Windham and Sting are wrestling, like, oh, Sting's going to win. And it's like, dude, you already know. This match is 25, 30 years old, you know? But then, like, their promos were just very, you know, the way they like said their things, you know, like they would describe something else, but it would relate back to what they were talking about, you know? And it's just, and the way they carried themselves too, as a tag team and as wrestlers, and like, no, we are premier athletes. Like, nobody can touch mm-hmm. us. I'm like, man, that's the coolest thing. Like this. So a lot of my wrestling style is like a lot geared towards them, you know, as the Four Horsemen.
As I say, I can see it when you said, I was like, yeah,
I know.
I see it. I got it.
Yeah.
Just makes the connection. I'm like, oh.
Oh yeah. A lot of people tell me all the time, they're like, how many like Four Horsemen matches do you watch a week? I'm like, I can't even count. Like, I watch that's the only
mind your business.
Yeah, yeah.
Four Horsemen or nothing.
I'll come up, it's so funny too, because like I'll come up, like I'll say a line in a promo or I'll like do a move in a match and they're like, that's so cool. Like, where'd you come up with that? And I'm like, oh man, I watched the match earlier this week, you know?
Just doing some studying.
Yeah.
Studies, you know.
And I just laugh. I'm like, man, like, nobody's watching the Four Horsemen that people are thinking that, like, this is my stuff. I'm like, come on, just watch the Four Horsemen. And yeah. I'm not that creative.
It's kind of, well, you know, like, there's a whole generation of, you know, youngsters who don't know that era.
Oh, yeah.
They just don't.
It's funny. I actually did a show where Arn Anderson was doing a meet and greet before the show. And I would say, like, now at 23, Arn Anderson's probably my favorite wrestler. Like, you know, John Cena, obviously, like, he's there. But, like, it's that weird thing of, like, yeah, John Cena's my favorite wrestler because he got me into wrestling. But, like, Arn Anderson's, like, my favorite right now, you know?
Yeah. And
I remember when he walked in, I just started shaking because I was like, wow, like, he's right there. Yeah. You know, I got to talk and have a chat with him and, like, we just kind of talked and he asked some questions about, you know, my wrestling career. And it was just funny because he patted me on the back. He said, well, keep at it, kid. And I was like, oh, man, Arn Anderson just patted me on the back. You know, like I was just shaking. Like, I had goosebumps all over my arms. I was like, this trip was a success. I was like, I don't even need to wrestle. Like, I'm already happy. Let's just go home.
That is so cool.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're done.
I was like, we're good. I was like, oh, you guys still need me to wrestle? All right, let me see if I can
do it. How do I do that again?
Yeah.
The first time I saw Conan, I didn't know I liked Conan this much until I saw him in real life. Like, I know Conan. He's a legend. And then, like, I was in Vegas for an Impact show, and Conan came out, and I was just, like, stuck. Like, I could not believe what I was seeing with my own eyes. I was like, oh. It's Conan. I probably feel like that's how you felt. You're just like, I can't believe what my eyes are seeing.
Right. Oh yeah. And like that's just what it was. Like, my heart was going like a million miles an hour. And like, I knew he was going to be there, but I was just like, I didn't know. I was like that, like 5-year-old boy inside of me just like came out for like, you know, that couple minutes that we were talking. And I was just like, man, like that was like the coolest thing ever, you know, like so cool.
That's cool.
That's so cool that you're like, you're still a fan, even though now you're in the business. Because usually you could just be Jade and be like, oh yeah, there's Arn Anderson. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to, most of the time I am kind of like, just as a respectful thing, like, okay, like, you know, I don't try and like, you know, be too overexcited when I see guys that I grew up with. But there was just something about Arn that day where I was like, I can't hold it in, you know, like this is super cool.
That's neat.
It's fair. It's valid.
Yeah.
And you have to, yeah. But he might get you with that Glock now, so I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta stay a couple feet back, you know.
Oh wow, what a year. Which,
by the way, when I saw Twitter blowing up with that, I was like, go back and watch all of his other interviews from, you know, when he was still wrestling. Like they're just as good, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. It's just 2021. Yeah. Nobody ever pays attention.
Right. So. 100%.
This is why watching is important. Know your history. Not in like a gatekeeping way, but just go back. Just check it out.
No.
You don't have to watch anything. Well, no?
And then if you're a performer too, like this is stuff that works. Like throughout time, no matter what decade it is, if you carry yourself a certain way and you deliver a certain way, like, and that's the persona you're going for, it's going to work.
Yeah.
It's timeless. It's timeless.
I always tell people what's old is new again, you know?
It's true.
So, like when a lot of people aren't watching, you know, stuff from the 60s, 70s or 80s, you know, like you can go back and put some things in your back pocket and people are going to think you're very, very innovative.
Innovative. Or creative.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Like, no, I just do my homework, thanks. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Also, I'm super jealous you got to go to WrestleMania 21 because I was too poor, a poor, poor teenager who couldn't go.
Yeah. I don't even remember like how that came. I just remember where I got home because I was in first grade, I think, with that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So like, I just remember we
little.
Got home. Yeah. I was honestly like, I remember very little about that day.
Like, it's a blur.
Yeah. A lot of it's a blur. Like, I just remember we came home from school and my parents were like, hey, get in the car. We're going on a trip. And we're like, all right, you know, and then they're like, oh, we're going to WrestleMania on Sunday. And I was like, whoa, like, okay. Like, you know, like, this is cool. Sweet. You know, like, I remember that. Yeah. I remember that. I remember being in line, trying to get into the building. And then like, I remember Stone Cold and like Hulk Hogan's entrance, but like everything else, I have no like memory of it.
The blur.
And the only reason I remember Stone Cold's entrance was because obviously, you know, he does the bird, you know, the middle fingers at six. You know, I can't do that at six. So yeah. I remember I had to ask, like, hey, when he comes out, can I do it? You know, and they're like, yeah, you can do it. So like I remember came out of
it. Stone Cold salute.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got it. Look at like
how I remember that one. That's how I remember that one.
There's a lot of kids getting the pass that day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of them.
Put the little fingers up.
Don't do it again.
Yeah.
Right. This is the only time.
Okay. Well, I remember another specific time, too. My mom was putting something away, and it blurted out, and I said the word damn. And she looked at me, and I was like, no, I meant Rob Van Dam. I meant Rob Van Dam. Like, shut up. You know? And she's like, and I was like,
Don't believe it.
Yeah.
Dang it.
But that was my quick go-to. I was like, no, I meant Rob Van Dam.
Rob Van Dam, mom.
Yeah, she wasn't buying it.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, she did not buy it at all.
You can't say the whole fucking show either.
Oh, yeah,
the whole effing show.
Can't do that one.
No. PG era, PG.
Yeah.
So you are still like very young in your career. But like, what's your favorite matches you've had or favorite opponents you've had?
So I had a match this past Friday against Danny Devine at Millennium Pro Wrestling. That one was it's up there and one of my favorites. I wrestled Kenny Kay at CWA back in August, and I really enjoyed that one as well. I always change on what my favorite match is because I wrestle the match and I'm like, yeah, that's my favorite match. And then I go back and I watch it and then I start picking apart of everything I did wrong, everything I could have done different. And I'm like, I throw it away. And I'm like, I don't really like it.
Anymore,
you know? I'm the weirdest person, you know, like I do that to myself all the time. Like, so I wrestled Matt Vandegrift January 2020 at a Santino Bros show. And one of my favorite matches at the time when I wrestled it, you know, and then like every time I go back and watch it, I'm like, oh, like, why did I do that? You know, and it's only going to be a 2-year-old match here coming up, you know?
Yeah. And so, oh man.
But I'll say the Kenny Kay match, no matter, I've watched it a couple of times since we've wrestled, and that one, I'm like, I don't know if there's anything I could have done different, you know? And it's right. Like, and then I get mad at myself because I'm like, you're not finding anything to be wrong with this match. What's wrong?
Right.
With, you know? But no matter how many times I watch it, I don't like hate it, you know, as much like, yeah. Oh man, I'm not having fun watching this match anymore. So that one's up there. And I haven't got to watch the match with Danny Devine yet from this past Friday, but when we wrestled it, I was like, oh man, I like this match, you know? So those are three guys that I put up there as three of my favorite opponents, three of my favorite matches too.
Oh yeah. Nice. Yeah. I mean, we've seen Kenny Kay. Kenny Kay's great.
Oh, he's the best. Yeah. That was my first time I wrestled him too. So, and I'd been dying to wrestle him for the longest time. So once we finally got to wrestle, I was like, yep, this is what I wanted it to be, you know?
Awesome. That's cool.
Left with your spine intact?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it.
Still feel
the chiropractor.
Yeah.
Who are your dream opponents? You already said Kenny Kay was like you wanted to wrestle somebody. Who are some people you want to, you know, indie or main, huge, beyond, wherever? Yeah.
So the top of the list is always going to be Joey Chaos. We've wrestled a million times, you know, at the dojo in front of no fans, but I want to wrestle him when he's got his bleach blonde hair, and I want to be in the ring, you know, when I hear the Rock Superstar coming down to the ring. So he's always going to be at the top of the list. I guess other people, Edge, you know, I really would like this now that he's back wrestling again. I hope that I can have one with him or even Christian Cage. Seeing that they've, you know, they've been medically cleared to wrestle again. Like once they started wrestling, and I was like, oh, this is like great, you know, because like besides Jericho, you know, those are like three of the only guys from like when I was growing up that are still like actively wrestling weekly. Right. You know? Like you have, you know, Cena and Triple H, they wrestle every now and then, but like weekly, those are like guys that like, okay, there's like from growing up being obsessed with wrestling, like, you know, boom, right there. And I think about it a lot too. I'm like, man, like a lot of the guys that I grew up watching, they got to have, you know, a couple feuds and stuff with guys they grew up watching. And a lot of the guys that I grew up watching are pretty much, you know, hanging them up at this point, you know, like there's very few that I grew up watching that are still active weekly. And I mean, that's not a knock on them, you know, like, hey, it's a very grind hard business, you know? So to see that there's a very few select guys that are weekly wrestling, I'm like, okay, those are the guys that like, I really want to wrestle. Obviously CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, you know, those are some guys that I'd like to, to tang up.
Yeah. God, that'd be so cool. Yeah.
we like to speak things
even
out.
Johnny Gargano, he's like, like Johnny, he's one of the newer guys that like, that I grew up, that was, that came around, that got mainstream, I guess, when I was in high school. So I don't want to say like he was like my childhood, but since I seen him on NXT, he debuted at WWE when I was in high school, and he's been he's a guy that I really would like to wrestle as well.
See it, let's make it happen.
Hopefully, you know, hoping.
I hope we're there.
Into existence, you know?
Right.
That's good company. Exactly. Let's talk Hustle and Muscle. How did this tag team form?
Yes.
Killing it. We see you all the time.
So, yeah. So me and Alonzo were actually like very good friends. He had already debuted when I started training at Santino's. And since we both have an amateur wrestling background, like we kind of both just like, he kind of like latched onto me like, okay, you know, like I like him, you know, like, well, I'll be nice to him, you know? And we became really good friends through that. And then there was a show in March of 2019 that just got a Facebook message one day, like, hey, you and Alonzo are going to be a new tag team. Think of a tag team name. And I'm like, oh, okay. And that's literally how Hustle and Muscle was formed. And the name Hustle and Muscle was an argument of like, okay, well, what's going to be the best name, you know, because we threw in a whole bunch of names and we just couldn't agree. And like the one that I really wanted, he was like, no, I don't want that. So like we agreed on Hustle and Muscle. And then right when they made the flyer, he's like, I really like the one that you came up with. And I'm like, dude, come on, man. Like, you know,
it's too late.
And so, but that's how we came about. And it's been our 2 years, I think now. So
cool. It's a good one. It's a great good one.
Yeah, we mesh. We know really well together. We're,
chemistry.
We're fun. Yeah, yeah. You know, we're both clowns. You know, so we're both clowning around. You know, joking with people backstage or just trying to get under people's skin as much as we can. You know.
And yeah.
We make each other laugh.
And of course, the crowd.
Yeah, of course, the crowd.
100%. You guys piss everybody off intensely. Yeah.
Sometimes he says things. He says things sometimes, and I'm like, did he just say that? I'm like, I don't even know. Like,
I want to leave here alive.
Yeah, like there's been times where I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just walk this way, and like I'm just gonna start, you know, I'm gonna be quiet for a minute, you know, I'm gonna see where this goes.
I'm gonna keep my distance over here.
Yeah, it was funny. I think the first Best of the West show back, my parents were there. So they were wearing, you know, Vinny Wasco t-shirts and cheering when we came out. And he's telling them, shut up and sit down. And he's like, look at these guys. They're cheering for our opponents. And I'm like, bro, that's my parents. And he's like, oh, you know, he's like, I can't see. You know? He's like, couldn't see. And I was like, just get in the ring. Just get in the ring.
Just get inside. Yeah. Come on, let's do this.
He makes me laugh with things he does. And then like, I just try and make him laugh like that. I think that's what we always try and do is when we're in the ring, we try to see who can make the other one laugh, you know, and like,
yeah,
make an obvious laugh too. Not just like okay. Like we'll talk about this in a minute.
Trying to break each other.
Who's going to actually just bend over laughing, right. You know? And he's gotten me and I've gotten him. So it's always the challenge. That's the real challenge of the match.
Right. It makes it fun too. Like, you know,
there's been times where I'm told, I'm like, this is what's going to happen. Okay. So just be ready for it. And then I'll walk away and I'm like, hey, he doesn't know this is happening. So like, let's change it up real quick and let's do this instead, you know? And
yeah,
he would go back. He's like, I thought it was this. I was like, yeah, I got you.
I got you.
So I try and put a little more, I try and elaborate and, you know, plan out my little pranks on him a little bit more. And he just tries to go right off the cusp, you know, of like, yeah, all right, let's see what I can do in the moment where I'm like, all right, I'm going to be lying and waiting.
I got to plan this out.
Yeah. I like to plan this out. Ha ha ha.
In the car, you're like, okay, let's go.
Oh yeah, there's been times where I'm like, there's even been times where like a week before our match, I've already started planning. Okay, how can I get this guy next week? You know,
oh my god.
Yeah, like I mean, that's how deep it goes. You know, like, huh? Okay.
Is this for all of your friendships or just him?
Just him. He's the one where I plan out the most because I know that, like, you know, we're going to be in the ring together for sure, you know, and then everybody else, I just try and get when I'm out in the ring, you know?
Right.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm worried about your outside friendship if you're doing this to everyone.
The crazy thing is, I'm actually not this funny in when it comes to my friends outside of wrestling. It's only with wrestling friends.
Okay.
It's a crazy thing. Yeah. I don't prank everybody like I do in wrestling. I don't know what it is.
Interesting.
I think it's just the switch of like two different people, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that might be for that might just be healthy for you too. Cause there are things you have to be able to do. And there are certain times when you can't do it. So it's kind of like, you know, when like you're holding something really negative in, it manifests in some way or another. So if you're not able to have outlets like to be silly and goofy and just kind of let that side of you out, it will manifest in a different way. You know? It could be harmful sometimes. So it's healthy to have those kinds of boundaries with, like, you know, this is how I am with my friends and this is how I'm with family and this is how I am at work and this is how I am at when I wrestle.
Well, see, and like crazy thing too is like in real life, I'm actually like very shy, very like self-conscious. You know, I don't like going places by myself in real life. Like my buddies would text me like, hey, go get a table. And I'm like, no, I'll just wait. I'll sit in my car till you guys get here. Like, you know, I don't like looking like the guy that has no friends and just walking in, you know, but then like, I put on my boots and I become this other person. I'm like, what can we do to embarrass me? Like, I don't care. Like, let's embarrass me tonight. You know, I'm like, it's the craziest thing. Like, it's hard to explain, but I totally get what you're saying. Cause my friends and even my friends, family, like you're two different people when it's like, when it's, I know, I don't know what it is.
It's about wrestling because that's how Al is too. She's very introverted, quiet, very serious at work, very, you know, like, and we go out, she's fun, but she's also keeps it. She's like, I'm responsible. And then we go to wrestling and she's a different person. And I'm like, who is she?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever seen me walk into a Best of West show. I'm just like, hi. Hi, everybody.
That is not her outside of wrestling at all.
I don't know who I am. It's much more comfortable in a wrestling aspect.
Yeah.
I will come up to you guys. I'll say, hey. I'll like, not like, just whatever. Like, if I pass you while I'm getting a snack, I'll be like, what's up? And then in real life, I would just like avoid you. Like if I,
it's the beauty of pro wrestling, you know, it brings the best of us all out.
Really does. It's true.
I love that. I love that you just make each other laugh because really,
no cap,
wrestling's silly.
It is. It's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah, I love it to death.
What are your goals for wrestling? Is there a set goal, or you just want to just keep pushing forward and being the best you can? Or is there like, I want to go to WWE, I want to go to AW, I want to go to New Trend, I want to go a big place? Is there something?
Yeah, aspirations.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so since I was like I said, I've been obsessed with, you know, WWE since I was four. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, growing up, that was the only, you know, one place to watch. Yeah. And so, you know, that would be the goal of getting there one day. But of course, you know, pushing to be the best and just having the respect of my peers and just knowing that, hey, this wrestling Vinny is going to be, you know, it's going to be a fun time. It's going to be a good time. So, yeah, I mean, always wanted to be the best, you know, and I mean, very, it's a weird mindset, but I think you have to have this mindset sometimes. I believe that I am the best in my abilities sometimes, you know, even to a point where people are like, hey, calm down a little bit. And I'm like, no, like I can go in there and, you know, go with anybody, you know? And, but I think you have to have that, you know, because
you do.
It's not me trying to be cocky. It's more of I'm confident in my ability. Like, let me showcase, you know, what I can do. And the few times that I had that chance, everybody's like, oh, wow. Like, you know, you can do this.
I know.
Stuff. I'm like, yeah, like, I don't say it just, yeah, I don't say it just to be cocky. Like, I'm saying it because I truly believe that I can do it. Like, if I don't believe I can do something, I'll tell you, like, oh, I don't know about that. But for the most part, like, and it's a crazy thing when it comes to wrestling, like, that's just where it, like, I feel the most confident in life is just anything in terms of wrestling, you know, like, I grew up, I played football, I swam, I wrestled. I wasn't, you know, there was times where I'm like, oh man, I'm not too confident, you know, today, but like everything in wrestling, I'm like, I'm confident. And then if I fail, I'm like, okay, well, that means I have to go and fix it, you know, but like, it's the weirdest thing because like I said, I'm very self-conscious and I'm actually very a negative person too. Like I joke about a lot of negative. Yeah. You know, I'm just like, oh, like there's this great opportunity. Ah, it's not going to happen. You know, like wrestling, you know, but, no, when it comes to wrestling, I'm like, oh no, like, yeah, I'll make it happen. Like, let's do it. You know, like I'm just wrestling's where I'm like the 100% most confident person in my ability.
That's cool. That's awesome.
Love that. Was like the sports, like, did you just do it because you enjoyed the sports or were you like, oh, this is going to get me to wrestling? Was it always a wrestling mentality?
Yep. It was going to get me to wrestling. So I hated football growing up. Like now I'm like the biggest football fan there is, but you know, like I played like maybe one season before high school. And then once I got into high school, I played all 4 years. My mom was the one that actually threw me into swimming. Like I was totally, I mean, you gotta remember like growing up, like I was like, cause I think we started swimming like when I was in seventh grade. And so I was like, man, I don't want to go swimming. Like what, you know, like
swimming,
what are you talking about? No, you know? And then she threw me in and that it was actually the only sport that I was halfway decent at, you know? And I'm like, oh, all right. Yeah. Thanks mom. You know,
mom's amazing.
You know, and then with wrestling too, I wrestled a little bit growing up in, before high school. And then I quit. I didn't like it. I didn't like cutting weight. My mom would make me come home and like, she'd make me run around the park and do all that stuff at like third, fourth grade. And no third or fourth grader wants to do that.
That
is what I wanted to do on Friday after school.
No.
And I was very hesitant going back to it. And then in high school, my wrestling coach was like, no, like, it's not like that. Like your mom didn't know what she was doing, you know, like there's a very healthy way of doing it. And I was okay. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Love the sport of wrestling now. And it's like, I've even coached since I graduated high school. I coach still.
Cool.
I
still coach.
I have parents tell me, oh, this kid needs to cut weight. I'm like, you're his parent. I'm not going to say he needs to because I'm totally against any kid cutting weight because he's going to win this, you know, trophy that doesn't matter. It's going to sit in this kid's closet when he gets to high school and then it's just going to get thrown in the trash when he grows up. It's not a trophy that's going to be remembered. It's not going to matter. Like there's no need for him to cut weight and hate the sport.
Yeah.
Like let your child wrestle at whatever weight they need to, let them learn the basics and enjoy it and worry about that as they grow up. And that's
You're not wrong. My cousin, I was living at my uncle's for like a couple of months and my cousin was in wrestling and he was so miserable because he was trying to cut weight. And I was like, but why? And he's like, because my coach wants me to be in this weight class. And And like, I'm the only one who could be in that weight class. And it was just not natural for him. And I just felt so bad for him. And I was like, are you sure you want to do this? And he's like, yeah, I want to wrestle. So yeah, and I was like, oh man, I felt so bad for him. I didn't know that that was a thing that would happen in wrestling. It wasn't until that point.
And like I said, kids that aren't in high school, I think seventh or eighth grade is probably the earliest that you should allow a kid to cut weight. And even then it shouldn't be that much, but I mean, at third, fourth grade, like there's no need for a 7-8-year-old to come out of school and throw on a trash bag, run around the park, because he's just going to despise the sport. And I mean, unfortunately that's what happened to me, because now I look back, I'm like, man, I really wish I got to wrestle my whole life rather than, you know, half of my early life. And later half. Yeah. You know, and I don't blame my mom, because she wasn't very, she didn't have knowledge of the sport, but I mean, that's what everybody thinks wrestling is. Oh, you have to cut weight. You have to cut weight. You have to cut weight. And it's not, you know, it should only be certain areas that you should. And once I have kids and if they want to wrestle, I'm like, just wrestle what you are. And then worry about cutting weight once it needs time to be.
Exactly. Yeah. For sure.
Because I also believe you have to learn how to lose before you win, you know, because you can't, if you don't know how to lose, you're not going to know how to win at all. So, and
so wise, Vinny, you're such a young person. You're speaking hella truths though, because everyone wants to win. And if I'm not winning, I don't want to do it anymore. You know, stuff like that. It's like, if you really love it, you have to be willing to fail, because that's when you learn like the most important lessons sometimes, you know.
And like I said, second, third grade wrestling meets, you know, aren't going to matter unless you are wrestling at the bigger stages for, you know, the second or third grade. But I mean, if you're some first year wrestling, truthfully, you're probably not going to make it to that stage at your first year in second or third grade, unless you've been wrestling since you were like four, you know. But so you got to learn how to lose. Let them just learn the basics and go from there, you know.
Yep. Any young person would be very lucky to have you as a mentor. You're so young. You're very
I've
wise.
Had a lot of That's great awesome. Mentors, and I just I latch on to what they say, because I do believe a lot of things that have been said to me, you know.
Absolutely. Who are these wise mentors that are making you so wise?
So obviously, you know, Joey Chaos, Mike Rain, and then my high school coaches. So I still talk to my high school coaches like every week, because obviously I still coach with them. A lot of people are like, you still talk to them? I'm like, yeah, I talk, you know, like at this point, they're not just like high school coaches. They're like just life mentors. Right. Like, you know, they experience life. Like, okay. Like just, you know, I still text them and call them, you know? So high school coaches. And like I said, Joey Chaos, Mike Rain, you know, so, I've had a lot. I've been blessed to have the best coaches in the world, is what I like to say.
Oh yeah. It makes you very wealthy in a different way. You know, they're giving you this knowledge. It makes you wealthy, like in a different way.
Yeah. 100%.
Some California legends teaching you. So you're very
blessed with that too.
Yeah. I love that. What is the best advice they ever gave you? Ooh. Or so, you can have multiple.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think Joey's just always said, you know, keep the dream alive and put in the work, you know? So like, and remember why you started too. Like, I mean, that was like a big thing that was said when I was training early on, because it's like, hey, the first couple of days might be easy, but then as time goes on, it's going to get harder. So you have to remember why you started, because there's also going to be days in wrestling where you're going to a show and you have no money in your pocket. And it's like, man, why do I do this? You know, and you have to remember why you started, you know. It's like, so one instance in particular, I had a show in Vegas. So it was like, that was on Saturday. So Friday I wrestled at Santino's, and then I was going to drive over to Vegas and stay the night at Matt Vandergriff's house. Well, I got to the Barstow, the halfway point, and I had no money on either my debit or my credit card. And I'm like, yes, you know, and I'm like, this is great.
A life lesson.
Yeah, you know, and I'm like, okay. So then I'm like starting to count all the quarters, and for whatever reason I had $18 in quarters in my, you know, in my cup holder. So I'm like, okay. So then I walk in the gas station, you know, holding my pocket, ching, ching, ching.
Yeah.
You know, go up to the counter and I ask, hey, can I get a $18 on pump, you know, whatever four it was? And she's like, okay, you know, how much? $18, you know, and I just dumped quarters all over the desk. I'm like, do you need help counting these? And she says, no, go pump your gas. I was like, sorry, you know, and it's like, pump gas, and I get like you know, more than halfway of a tank. And so I'm sitting in my car and I'm like, okay, do I drive home? Do I go wrestle? Oh man. I was like, remember why you started. And I drove to Vegas and just, got my pay that night. I'm like, cool. Got money to go back home now, you know, but, that was a scary one. You know, that one was like, oh, and on that one, I kind of got a butt chewing for my dad about, hey, you gotta be smarter about, you know, by your expenses. I was like, hey, you know, it happens.
Hey, Dad, all right, chill, Dad. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
but in Vegas, that's scary, that desert.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I was very nervous. I was like, oh, man. I was like, well, I was like, I'm glad I got to Barstow, you know, and I was like, okay, cool. Yeah. I know that I have gas to get to the rest of the way. So,
right.
Yeah, I was
crazy.
remember why you started Keep the Dream Alive.
Do you ever sit and reflect on like
up in my car, showered at a gym because it's like, okay, well, I slept in my car, so all right, I'm gonna run into this gym real quick, you know, get a quick shower and head to the show, you know. So I definitely do, you know, and it's like I said, during the when you're doing it, you're like, this sucks, why do I do this, you know?
Right.
You don't understand why. And then now I'm like, it's all for a reason. And, you know, they're graduating college, you know, they have all their college degrees, you know, and all this. I was a little down on myself, you know, I'm like, oh man, like I kind of started college, didn't finish, you know, I'm like, am I making the right choice? And now I look back, I'm like, yeah, I'm making the right choice. Like, you know,
right.
Chasing my dream, you know, like they, because exactly. Everybody always tells me like, oh dude, you're chasing your dream. Like, that's so cool. Like, I feel like I settled. And I'm like, man, dude, like I look at you and you have a college degree and I'm like, oh, man, I'm making the right choice. So it's like,
right.
You know, they're thinking the same thing that I'm thinking of them, you know? And it's like, okay, right. Cool. Like I am making the right choice.
Yeah. That's cool.
The thing with college is it's always there. You can always go back.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
But then my little brother, he's 2 years younger than me. So he likes to give me crap all the time too. He's like, look, did I got a college degree before you do? Like, come on now. Like I'm smarter.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's overrated. Sometimes you get in the thing you don't do.
The top rope? No.
Exactly. Bye. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Different.
You
kind
have
of
a t-shirt.
Place.
Yeah. It's funny.
Do you have a t-shirt?
There was one show. I forgot which one it was. And he was like, you think we can get in the ring? I was like, I don't know. What does that college degree do for you? Like, you know?
Ooh,
and he was just like, all right. Touche. You know? So, yeah.
Is your family supportive? Do they like, you said your parents were at Best of the West. Mm-hmm. Do they go to your shows often? Or are they really like, yeah, you're doing it? Or are they like,
So like pretty much throughout my whole life, they're like, okay, like this guy's going to be a pro wrestler. Like, all right. You know, it's a very old saying of like, yeah, nobody understood why I wanted to be a pro wrestler, blah, blah, blah. And then the rule was, you know, I had to go to school and basically, you know, I could train and stuff. And then once wrestling started picking up, I kind of like put school in the back burner, you know, I was like, all right, you know, throw it there. But yeah, now like sometimes they still don't understand why I do things, you know, like of why I'm like, okay, why am I driving 6 hours for a show, you know? So there are some things that they don't understand and they're like, but for the most part, they're like more supportive of what they were 10 years ago about it, you know? And my dad probably goes to more shows than my mom does. So he's probably been to, yeah, he's been to most of them. I don't want to say most of them. He's been to more of them, but they go as often as they can.
That's cute. Nice.
Yeah, that's great. How is it the pandemic been for you? It's like how was that?
So this is where I feel weird in saying this because obviously the pandemic was very, very bad for a lot of, for everyone, you know, and and this is where I feel weird for saying it, but I was blessed for the pandemic because there was no shows. So Best of the West actually kept their doors open for training. And I got to go when everybody else wasn't training. Like, that's where I was just like, okay, well, let me try this. Let me just work on this, you know? And there was like, there was only three of us that were there twice a week. So it was
like your pod.
Yeah, it wasn't just like, it was like 20 kids all trying to learn. It was like, no, there's three of us. Okay, what do you want to work on today? Okay, well, let's do this today, you know? And so I think we went I didn't wrestle. So my last match was in March and I didn't have another match again until October. So I had that whole time frame of just like, okay, like, let's get better. Let's work on this. This is what I want to work on, you know? And I came in every day with like something different that I wanted to work on, you know? And it was like, and if I wasn't getting it, okay, then we'll work on it again the next day. And I mean, pretty much once I went, I mean, I still trained there with them, but like once October came, that's when like, you know, things went back into a little bit full force for me, where I was wrestling, if it wasn't weekly, then bi-weekly. But I really feel like that's what helped me understand wrestling a lot more, because I just had that time of like, I don't have to worry about, I have this match this weekend that I have to prepare for. It's like, I have nothing to prepare for. I can just come in here and just do everything wrong and learn from it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this is the time where I can mess up and fix it. And so that's why I say like, I was blessed in that aspect, because it's like, I had all that, like, there weren't a lot of people training, you know. Santino's closed down, like literally closed down, had to move all of our stuff out of our unit that we were training in, everything in storage unit, like, you know. And I got to train, you know, like, and it made me a better wrestler 100%. And so that's what I like, again, I hate saying it, but I was grateful for that time, you know, because I learned so much and I got better as a wrestler.
Yeah, no. And it's evident, like the proof is in the pudding. Like just seeing your growth and your evolution, it's evident. All that hard work you did, we can see it for sure. Absolutely. And it just makes me more excited for your future, because it's only going, you know, up. You're constantly learning, and we can see that as fans.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's a cool thing, though, is we can see like a growth, like, oh, dang. Okay. You're not we're like, look at you. Look at you getting better.
Yeah.
Did you pull out that move? I didn't know you had that in
there. Look at you.
Look at him. Did you?
Yeah. I mean, you've been a fan. But as fans who get to see you guys wrestle, like when we see you just level up, it's fun. Like, this is why we're fans. We just love to see this. And this is why we encourage like everyone to get into independent wrestling, because watching people evolve into their best selves, there's just nothing like it. That's the beauty of being a fan.
Yeah.
Or your worst self.
Yeah.
Or your worst self. Yeah, listen, there's that too.
You guys talk a lot of trash. I'm just saying.
I mean, there's a lot of heat out there. Al, were you going to ask a question?
Sorry. So you're good.
My bad.
I was just going to say, like, did you always want to be a heel? Because, like, you're so good at making people hate you.
You know, no, I mean, like I said, growing up, John Cena was my favorite. So I always thought like, I'm going to be, you know, the
face of all faces.
Yeah. I'm gonna be the good guy, you know? And then, and even too, like you have that, you hear that, hey, when you debut, you're going to be a baby face, you know, blah, blah, blah. I was lucky that I debuted as a heel. And since then, like, I've been a heel, and it's like so weird because like, I have to, like I said, during the pandemic, I forced myself to do matches as a baby face because I was like, I don't know, you know, like if I want to be able to, because like there, before the pandemic, I had times where like, hey, we need you to be babyface. And I'm like, oh man. Okay. Like, you know, and it was like the worst thing you've ever seen, you know? And so like during the pandemic, I like forced myself like, okay, be babyface in like those practice matches I was having. And like now I would still like, oh man, I don't feel 100% confident, but I feel way more confident I did, you know, a year and a half ago versus, you know, today. So it's like, I don't shy away from the opportunity. I'm like, yeah, I'll do it, but it's not going to be the best thing you've seen. Instead of like 2 years ago where I was like, no, I'm a heel. No, I'm a heel. Please, please, please. I'm a heel. Yeah. You know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, no, like it was just, I debuted as a heel, and for whatever reason, everywhere was just like, well, we need a heel. And so I was like,
well, guess what?
Yeah. You know, heel. And I guess I did good enough as a heel. That's where everybody's like, yeah, you're just a heel. I'm like, okay, cool.
Okay.
It's even gotten to the point too, where like, I've asked, I'm like, can I like be babyface somewhere now? And like, everybody's like, no, we're low on heels. And I'm like, oh man. Okay. Like, yeah.
I don't know. Like the last Best of the West, you guys were really, really terrible. And we're on the receiving end of some stuff from AJ Kirsch. So,
okay, yeah,
so it will be interesting.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Looking forward to that one. Got a stud receiver going for him.
Ah! You're here first, folks.
Is there a message we need to tell him? Because we will be talking to him tomorrow.
Ooh, No, I'll let all the talking be in the ring for that
one. Ooh, wow. All right. Okay.
Before we let you go, I was prepping and I found out you and Millie have something in common. You're speaking about football. Da Bears?
Yep.
Da Bears!
Are you a Bears fan as well? I see the Bulls sweater now. Yeah, so...
I like Chicago sports. I don't follow it as much as I did like a few years ago, but I always say it's for my health because I watched the Blackhawks win the Stanley Cup and like I swear it took years off my life. And I was like, if I keep watching Chicago sports, I'm going to die an early death.
That is exactly how I feel about the Bears. So like, again, like you, I'm a Chicago sports fan. Like that's, you know, my bread and butter, but the Bears are like my main thing, you know, like I watch baseball. I don't follow it as much. I rarely follow basketball or hockey, but like football is like, that's where, all right, I know who's winning. I know who everybody's record. I know who's probably going to, you know, win the playoffs. So the Bears, oh man, I have gray hair because of them, you know, and it's like,
I know.
It's a good thing they're not playing today because I probably would have been in like a way worse mood if we're doing this interview, you know?
Right. So, exactly. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. So thankfully, like they're not playing today, but yeah, no, I'm a diehard Bears fan. I got to go to Chicago the season before the pandemic to see a Bears game live. And it was like the coolest thing, you know, bucket list, like dream come true. Like,
oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh man. It was like one of the greatest weekends of my life. You know, like I was like, we were only there. Like we flew in like Friday, left like, literally the day, like it was a Sunday morning game. So we left right after the game, you know, but dang. I was like, this was so cool. Like it was the
that best. Must have been magical because I've gone to a game in the Bay.
Uh-huh.
And I was bared out. We were all bared out. And I was like, man, I hope we don't get in a fight.
See, the crazy thing is
so many Bears fans. We took over that stadium. It was awesome. I went to the bathroom. All the women were bared out. It was great.
Was that the year that the Bears went 12-4?
I think so, yeah.
And I was at that game too. So, no way!
That's weird.
No, like,
weird.
Anywhere you go, there's Bears fans. Like, I feel like
we come out of the woodwork.
Yeah. It's like one of those teams that's like super, like, their fan base is like super underrated. Like, people, like, we went to the.
We're under the radar. We're like, you don't know we're here. And then, you know, bam, here we are. Da Bears.
Yeah. Like, I went to the Rams game when they played them on Sunday Night Football. And I was like, oh man, like it's at the Coliseum. I don't know if we should be wearing our Bears stuff. And then we showed up and it was all Bears fans, like just
taking over.
Yeah. And I'm like,
we're taking over.
Yeah.
It's I gotta do that.
You know, BWO reference right there. I got you.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
But it was so funny because like when we went to the game in Chicago, they played the Giants. And so my stepdad's a Giants fan. So that's where we went, was like, okay, let's go. And my mom was like, I'm surprised there's no Giants fans here. And I'm like, we're in Chicago. Like, what do you expect? Like, you know, this is like the Bears take over stadium.
It's a religion.
Yeah. Like I was like, well, everywhere we go, there's Bears fans at different stadiums. I'm like, that's because the Bears take over everywhere we go. Yeah. I'm a diehard Bears fan, but it's been tough to watch this season, you know,
bear down.
Yeah. Bear down.
Oh,
that is my team.
I just wanted to let you have this because I only do wrestling, so good for y'all. I was like just doing some investigating, and I was like, I'm gonna just sneak this one in there.
Also, before we leave, like, what can we look forward to in your career? Like, what you got coming up?
What's up?
So it's pretty much it's a little slow up until December. So which is cool. Sometimes. As much as I love wrestling, sometimes I'm like, okay, like, you know, like we can take a couple.
Good to have a break.
Yeah. You know, because I mean, even though I train every week, I don't want to throw shade at any wrestlers, but there are some wrestlers that don't train every week and.
Rest on their laurels.
Yeah. You know, but I train twice a week. So, I mean, you know, that's if I'm not wrestling that weekend, I'm good off of that, you know, because like I said, I still live in Bakersfield, so I train at Best of the West, you know, on Mondays, and then I train Santino's on Tuesdays. So that's enough driving for me in the week if I'm not going anywhere for you know, for wrestling endeavors on the weekend. So but a little slow, but that's cool because we got the holidays coming up, so spending time with the family, which is always my favorite.
Eat some food, you go. Thanksgiving, all the fun.
Oh yeah,
good time. The best time.
Yeah.
So we'll see you in December.
We will.
Where on the social medias can we find you?
So everything's the same. Facebook, Vinny Wasco, Twitter, and Instagram at Vinny Wasco. And you can go head on over to Pro Wrestling Tees and pick up any one of your daily dose of vitamin V t-shirts, prowrestlingtees.com/Vinny Wasco. And I'm not on the TikTok game like all the young kids are, you know.
You should be. Like that's Cole your
generation. People send me TikTok links all the time, and I'm like, I don't have a TikTok. They're like, you got to get one. And I'm like, I was like, no, I can't. I was like, I barely understand like how to work half of like my cell phone.
Right. Well, like, I mean, the beginning stages of TikTok are hard because the algorithm is trying to figure you out. So you're getting all these random videos that you don't like, and that's because it's like, what is he like? What is he looking at the longest? It's really creepy. But once you have a good algorithm going, like ours is in sync. We send each other the same videos. Like, I've already seen all these videos now.
Cats and wrestling.
We're in
cats
sync.
And wrestling.
Cats and wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah. I just tell people, like, screen record it and send it to me because I'm not going to sign it. You know, like, because it's funny. Like, my buddy will send me like acronyms. I'm like, what does this mean? And he's like, how do you not know what that means? You're younger than me. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not hip to the hop, you know, like
so
everybody else.
We can't find Vinny Wasco on TikTok. Find him on Twitter, Instagram,
Facebook. I got a YouTube channel. That's probably the most TikTok that you'll get, you know. But YouTube, Vinny Wasco. So that's where you can catch me out on there.
All right, sounds good.
All right, Amelia.
So, I appreciate being on today. It's
it's
been a lot of fun.
Thank you for coming onto the show. For me, you could find me on Instagram and what is that other one? Twitter at Daff Pansy. And I have a TikTok. I don't have a lot of videos. Hopefully, we'll have a joint Twitch account at some point. So, Al, where can we find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Al__2_. Yeah. And Twitter at KayfabeAl. And you can always find the show everywhere at Kayfabe Queens, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch coming soon, 2022.
We got a theme song you can download. Yep. We got stickers if you want stickers.
If you're at Best of the West next month, hit us up. I got the stickers. They look like this. Because I forget.
Like these.
They look like this.
Cute.
We got them all. And thank you again, Vinny. It's been so fun.
Thank you.
We can't wait to see you next month.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.